Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. Everybody, happy Friday. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com.
.com.
Yep. We have a little bit of a difference tonight.
Yes. Yeah. Very much so.
We don't have the mother bee. The mother bee, Stephanie, my blushing bride, is not here tonight. So if we act up.
That is why.
Let's hope she's not listening.
Yeah, you know she is.
If the show runs afoul, that is why.
Yeah. I think I did it right. I may not have.
We don't even know if we're on air.
I think we are.
Okay.
Buckle up, everyone.
We had to get some
last minute instructions from Mama Bear.
Yeah.
To find out, you know. Here, we've been doing this show all along. It doesn't really make any sense that she's the only one that knows how to get us on air.
There is no understudy.
Not at all.
Yeah. That deep, manly voice that you heard is Stephanie's replacement this evening, Jack.
Yes.
We've mentioned Jack in the past. Jack is like one of our bench players.
Yes.
Here at the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, we are so fortunate that we have bench players.
Right.
One of us falls down to injury or can't make it.
Off the bench.
Coming on in.
You're in the game.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah.
Jack's a 6'5 point guard.
Yeah.
From Seminole, Florida.
No pressure.
Filling in
no pressure.
For 4'9½, Stephanie.
4'11".
Hopefully Jack can score some points tonight. Anyway. Let's see. It is the fifth day of August, and just like any other August, it is hot.
Yes, it is.
Very hot. And I saw something a couple days ago that really is sort of forcing me to remind everybody, and this is almost ridiculous that you have to remind people of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hot.
Yes.
Do not leave small children or pets in cars.
Yes.
I mean, how many times do we have to hear that story where somebody goes in to the store or go and leaves their baby in a car?
Yeah.
The heat has baked their brains.
It happens all the time. And it's like, how do you do that?
Right.
How can you be so irresponsible to do that? And it's just as bad with pets. The reason I brought this up is the other day at work, my coworker Larry comes to me and he goes, okay, you need to make an executive decision in the parking lot over there, the tennis parking lot, is a truck with a small dog in it.
Uh-oh.
It's got the windows cracked, but, you know,
it's still hot.
So I said to Larry, I said, look, let's wait a few minutes.
Yeah.
At this point, it's not very hot out. It was overcast that day, so it wasn't like the sun was, you know, blaring down or anything.
Let's let it cook.
I said, let's wait a few minutes. Maybe somebody ran into, you know, give somebody something. They're coming right back.
When its eyes start bugging out, we'll break the window.
Well, it turns out that this asshole decided he was going to bring his dog to tennis. He started playing tennis at 9 o'clock. He didn't stop playing tennis until 11 o'clock.
Wow.
For 2 hours. Now, on the bright side, other people got involved. So the dog was removed from the truck. They went and got this guy.
Yeah.
And said, "Hey, man, what are you thinking?
Right.
You can't leave this dog in this hot car until 11 o'clock.
Right.
It gets hot here.
Yeah.
Why'd you bring it?
Right. Why do you bring your dog? And it was like a little Shih Tzu kind of dog. You know.
What is this dog contributing to his tennis game?
Nothing. Sitting in the truck.
I don't know. It kind of reminds me of the Big Lebowski.
Right. But it was just, it's just so mind blowing that people just still don't get it.
Right.
You know, it's like when I park my truck every day, I leave the windows cracked about, I don't know, 6 inches, all four of them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to get lunch at 11 o'clock, it's hot as hell in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even with the windows cracked. So leaving the windows cracked for a child or an animal isn't doing anything.
Right. No, it doesn't help at all.
Nothing. You know.
There's no airflow.
People blow me away with
the window. Did you get to break the window?
No. They went and they figured out who the truck belonged to. They went and got his sorry ass off the tennis court, and he was like completely blown away. Like, what? I'm right here. I'm playing. I can see my truck. No, you can't see your truck. You're playing tennis,
help.
And you're going to be playing for 2 hours.
Right. You
know? I can see my dog baking in the truck.
Yeah, it's cool.
Right.
You should have broke the window anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
While he was watching.
Well, from where I was, I could hear some of the conversations. Like when he went to go get the dog, the other guys were like, "Can you believe this shit?" Because he was playing, doubles. You know, the other guys were like, "Oh my god, why would he think that he could do that?"
Right.
Just unbelievable.
What was the point of even bringing the dog?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
So weird.
And it makes me wonder. Because I've seen this guy before. Has he done it before and nobody even noticed the dog?
Right, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, because when Larry saw the dog, I don't know why, but I guess he was walking between the vehicles and he saw the dog sleeping on the seat.
Oh.
So the dog wasn't like in distress or anything at the time.
Probably just
but when they pulled
the
it out, when they pulled it out, the dog was in distress.
Yeah.
You know, it just blows me away. Don't leave your kids or your pets in hot cars.
Yes, please.
Wake up. What else do we have? Hey.
Hey.
Here on RadioSt.Pete.com, we have a new show that I'm very excited about. Ooh. And it is going to be a new show Sunday nights. It's going to be a jazz show.
Nice.
Jazz-y. It's going to be from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. The show will air live and be hosted by Frank New Guy Rivera.
Mm.
From his music room in Dunedin.
Very cool.
Yep. So
was he one of the guys at the stand-up?
No. I'm about to tell you about this guy. Frank New Guy Rivera comes to us from public station WDNA FM 88.9 in Miami.
Nice.
So this guy is a real-world radio guy.
Wow.
And now he is going to give us the joy of listening to jazz music every Sunday evening from 7 to 10. And you know what? I like jazz. I was not a big jazz person until we started going to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival 3 or so years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that he plays all kinds of jazz, and I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
Because I especially like New Orleans jazz, which is infused with the blues.
Yes.
That's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward to it. And like I say, this guy's name is Frank Rivera. He is a seasoned radio guy all the way from WDNA FM 88.9 in Miami.
Nice.
Welcome aboard. So I think that's fun. I would like, you know, and I sent an email to Joe B., the head honcho at RadioSt.Pete.com. And I said, you know, I think it would be so cool because we have, you know, several shows.
Yeah.
And none of us really know each other. You know, I've met Joe, great guy. I've met Will Koontz, great guy. But that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody else. I just think it would be a good idea for us all to somehow get together somewhere.
Barbecue.
Have a meet and greet barbecue type thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think if you do that, it's a lot easier to promote the other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
And Radio St. Pete.
Yeah, and you could put a face to the name, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what all these people look like.
Exactly.
They have no idea what we look like. We're crazy looking.
Well,
they're
going
to be surprised.
You are.
Yeah, we're a very strange group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. So I mentioned that we don't have Steph and we have Jack in her place. But as always, we have Hannah Claire over there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hello.
And we also have my boy Ty Ginn.
What's up?
Right. And right. Of course, I am right. Mark, and I will be your host for the next to hour and 50 minutes or something like that.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, let's see. What do we have? Start the show. Oh, sad news. A local radio guy, Dave McKay.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, he's been over at WQYK, the country station, for like 2 decades over there. He started his career in New York in the early 80s, and they found him passed away in his apartment on Thursday morning when he didn't show up for his shift. They were like, where's Dave? Somebody went and got him or found him, and he was passed away. They're saying that he passed away in his sleep. He was only 55 years old.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard a lot of the local radio guys today talking about what a great guy he was, how you know, how generous he was, the kind of guy that walked into the room and lit the whole place up. I don't know. Just very sad, especially 55 years old.
Yeah. Got to take care of yourself.
Yep, supposedly very likable, very generous. And, man, I heard a bunch of people say a lot of really nice things about him. So rest in peace, Dave McKay. That's very sad. What else do we have? Oh, well, here's one thing. We usually do a pre-show dinner.
Yeah.
Well, not tonight, kids.
No.
No mama, no dinner.
No mama, no dinner. All right.
Fine. Okay,
we're helpless.
Yeah.
Daddy, don't cook. No. Well, we were. I mean, I had spoken to mom before she got her alternate plans that we were going to, she was going to pick up a pizza from Charlie and Millie's, nice. Located right here in Seminole on Seminole Boulevard. And let's hope that she will still do that.
Yeah, that would be great.
When she gets to come home. Otherwise, we're going to bed hungry.
Yeah.
And we will be happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're on a highbrow watch.
Yeah. I feel bad for those people over there with her.
Yeah.
The brows are up.
They are in the hairline.
Morning.
Mean little Miss Ginn over there, the little bulldog.
Yeah.
I love her so much, though.
We How could
I'd
you
really,
not?
I'd really love her if she brought home some Charlie and Millie.
I'd really love her if she'd get here and take over this damn computer.
Is it giving you fits? It
I can't
should be
do
fine.
Both.
This is stressful.
You're doing fine. Let's talk about sports, man. This is one of the things that I actually had thought had already happened, but it seems that I was wrong. Former Buccaneers coach Tony Dungy is one of the 2016 NFL Hall of Fame inductees. And that that ceremony is going to take place tomorrow in Canton, Ohio at about 7 p.m. And you can watch it on the NFL Network. Tony Dungy was here from 1996, here coaching the Bucs from 96 to 2001. And then good old John Gruden swooped in 2002. And took Tony Dungy's team all the way to the Super Bowl to beat John Gruden's old team.
Nice.
the Oakland Raiders. So that kind of was weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Tony Dungy, always a stand-up guy. I think my only complaint about him was that he showed very little emotion.
It was a little funny looking.
Stop. You're funny looking. The guy with the green hair in the room calling people funny looking. Hey. Isn't that funny? But anyway, yeah, that used to frustrate me because when I watch football, I get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I see the coach not reacting to bad play, it upsets me.
You need to let them know.
Yes. Let them know that they are messing it up.
He's just too disappointed.
Yeah, he would just stand there and, okay, next play.
Just trying the silent treatment.
Used to frustrate me. Hey, here's something that I think is very interesting and exciting.
Uh-oh.
This is our last Sunday without football.
Whoa.
Starting next week, we will have football every weekend until, like, February.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Here we go.
I'm like, giddy.
I can tell.
Kidding. I can't wait. Yeah, it's next weekend, I believe on the 11th, is the Buccaneers' first preseason game. And I think they're playing in New York. I didn't write that down, but I think from, if I remember from last week, they're playing in New York or Philadelphia. It might be Philadelphia.
It's probably neither.
Can you feel the excitement in the room?
Yeah. Ooh.
Changed the whole vibe.
Right.
I'm ready for the snacks.
My Tampa Bay Rays start a weekend series tonight at the Trop against the Minnesota Twins. Hey, the Twins have a similar bad record to that of the Rays. The Rays are currently 44-63. The Twins are currently 43-65. Go Rays.
Well, maybe because there's just two of them.
Killing it.
Well, they're both in last place in their prospective leagues. Let's see. If you're going to the Trop this weekend, you can look forward to, like if you go tonight, students with a valid ID are going to be able to pay $15 for lower level tickets. That's a good deal for the lower level tickets. On Saturday, everybody, and I believe it's 14 and under, will get a Longo Solar Gnome bobblehead.
Hey.
Of what?
Longoria. Oh. It kills me that you know absolutely nothing about this.
Longo.
I could say Longo anywhere, but in this room, people would be like, oh, yeah, that's Evan Longoria. Ty just looks at me like, Longo?
Yeah, I had no idea.
What are you making
up? Are you speaking another language?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what kind of lingo you picked up this time.
Congo Longo.
Right. And then on Sunday, it looks like 14 and under will get a free laundry hamper, like one of those fold-up.
Oh, thanks.
So, big doings over Tropicana Field.
That's a zazzy gift.
Yeah, might as well give us
like
I say,
the Rays start their weekend series tonight at the Trop against the Minnesota Twins. So that's what's happening there.
Hot dog flavored dental floss.
Yeah,
hot
right.
Oh, God.
Dental floss. Right. Now, here's something. Today, this evening, at about 7:30 tonight, are the opening ceremonies of the Summer Olympics being hosted
by and closing
in Rio de Janeiro. Right.
Heard nothing good about that.
Wouldn't you think that the opening day of the Olympics would be like a big deal? Like when you
it
opened
seems
up,
like it normally is.
Well, yeah. Well, when you opened up the paper, I was very surprised when I opened up the paper today, the front page of the paper.
Nothing.
There was this tiny little blurb at the very top that showed like the Olympic rings.
Yeah.
You know, then you had to go to all the way to like the second page of the sports section.
Wow.
To find anything about it.
Well, I mean,
they're embarrassed.
Come on.
Yeah, right.
It's a miracle. It's
like
even
inviting
still
someone over to your house and it's a mess.
Yeah. It's
I don't know what's going to happen. If you want to watch, well, we're not going to be able to because we're going to be in here. But like I said, the opening ceremonies are tonight at 7:30 on your local NBC channel. Mm-hmm. Last week, I mentioned that we talked about some of like the water competitions, not the swimming, not like in the swimming pools, but like
the
rowing
nets
and the sailing and stuff like that. I said that they were going to put up buoys with shark nets stretched in between them.
To keep out the dead bodies.
To keep out the dead bodies. Well, I was informed this afternoon by a very credible source that is not completely true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not completely.
My source said that the IOC, International Olympic Committee, has approved a new competition called Bobbing for Bodies.
Oh, good.
The first competitor to pull a body out of the water with their teeth wins gold.
Whoa.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah, that's deserving.
I will definitely tune in for that.
Yeah, well, what's going on right now? Do you know, like, what the first events are?
No.
No, it's just they're going to have their big opening
show.
Oh,
and that's
show.
The whole thing. You know, you would think that, you know, they'd be excited about the, you know, they'd give some sort of a big schedule.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of that.
Because they don't even really want to have it this time.
It's almost like there's been so much controversy over the whole thing that they're embarrassed about it a little bit.
They are.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, they should be.
Yeah. No, it's sad.
I hope the torch guy makes it.
I think they'll make it.
If he doesn't,
had a
is
rough
it over?
Time so far.
Michael Phelps, our gold medal winning swimmer.
Aquaman.
I think he's won more gold medals than anybody ever in swimming. He is going to be carrying the torch for the U.S. team when they do the big parade at the opening ceremonies. I guess that kind of makes him like the captain of the team, something like that.
Captain
or
Aquaman.
Or the torch bearer, anyway. Yeah, kind of a, I don't know about this new event, bobbing for bodies. Yeah, I got that from my credible source today.
Who is
free labor?
Who's
Are they unnamed?
No. Well, I can tell you, but a lot of these sources like to remain anonymous.
Yes.
Just because a lot of times they work, under the table, sort of, back alleys.
Pretty legit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they don't like to, give their whereabouts or
they're
who
on
they
the up
are,
and up,
that
know.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Are we ready for our beer tasting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you keep looking at me like I'm out of my mind.
Well, you better pour them small. Mom's not here to drink them.
I pour them the same size every week. Okay, let's go ahead and do our beer tasting. Before we do that, I do want to mention that we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, our number is 727-498-0502. We would love it if you call. We will talk to you about anything. And I mean anything.
Yes.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Dad makes me do it.
Tonight, before you go to bed, make an inspection tour of your icebox. How's that Pabst Blue Ribbon supply holding out? Got enough bottles and cans? Remember, tomorrow's the beginning of a relaxing weekend. You'll be entertaining guests or listening to the radio or just getting that hungry, thirsty feeling when you want a snack of cheese and crackers topped off with a tall, cool foamer of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Tomorrow morning when your dealer says, what did you have? Say, Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
What else? I love Pabst Blue Ribbon. Don't you?
Do you?
Gross.
I don't. No, I don't.
I don't think anybody really does.
What about that song I played?
Yeah, what is that?
It's called Chick Habit, and it's from Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Didn't it remind you of that? Like,
I think,
from one of his movies?
I think it's in one of them.
The chick who sings the song, her name is April March. And if you go, her on iTunes, she's got a bunch of songs that sound a lot like that.
Yeah,
yeah, it was good. I liked that. I found that because a lot of times when you go to iTunes, I was looking for a song, and then underneath where you get the list of like the performer you're looking for, underneath it says listeners always bought these, and she was listed there, and I clicked it, and I was like, yeah, I really dig that. So I went to find her, and I found that song. Anyway, let's get to the beer tasting. Let me go to the moist satchel.
Gross.
Every time. I have the beer. And I'm going to open it. Nice pop on that. Oh, looks like, is it slushy? I don't know. Maybe. Tonight's offering comes from Bold City Brewing, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Tonight's brew is called Killer Whale Cream Ale. Killer Ooh. Whale cream ale. Kind of Dr. Seussy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm interested in the cream.
Me too.
Weird.
Let me, I will serve you up an offering here in just a second.
And there
now
it goes.
Ooh, I kind of like the can. It's cool.
I
kind of
like the can. I like the color. It's got a nice light yellow color, not too dark. It's supposedly not bitter, so let's hope that this one is not bitter.
It smells like it's not.
The one last time was like a nice punch in the mouth.
Yep, it was. Yep. Kind of drag your tongue out of your face and slap it around. All right, who's going to be the first victim?
I guess I will.
Do it.
It's a little bitter. It's a little bitter.
Actually, it's not. I love it. Ty, go ahead.
It's got that about it.
No, I think at first it might. No? Ty? Come on.
It's okay.
Jack?
Not about the whale gravy.
Sort of tastes like beer to me. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't drink much.
I actually think it's very good. I like it.
It's honestly light, it's not refreshing. The worst.
No, it's definitely not the worst. It's one of the best that we've had in a while. Wow, go Jack you. Puts it down.
Serious,
you're a
man.
Brave soul.
Very good. I like it. The can says, about killer whale cream ale. If you are tied to lagers, give this ale a shot. Our brew process allows for crisp and refreshing ale with no bitter aftertaste. I agree with that.
I'm getting a little hint of something.
Yeah, no, okay. It's there.
It says, come by the brewery sometime and ask mom for the real story behind the name. I wonder what that means.
That sounds interesting.
Let's
call her up.
Hey, where's mom? What do you suppose it would pair best with? Killer whale cream ale.
SeaWorld.
SeaWorld.
What else?
Sadness.
Well, you said SeaWorld, so.
And what else? I need one more.
Porpoise hork.
Casino boats.
Tilikum.
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 What? Mm-hmm.
That's his name. The killer whale at SeaWorld.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, so here at the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, we have determined that this beer, Killer Whale Cream Ale from Bold City Brewing, located in Jacksonville, Florida, pairs
Bold
best
City
with
Brewing.
SeaWorld, Sadness, and Tilikum.
Sounds bad.
It sounds real bad.
Now, here's something. The alcohol content, it's a mystery.
Oh,
I will pay you $30 if you can find on this can what the alcohol content is.
Let me see it.
I'm telling
where's
you,
it at?
Let me see it.
I'm telling you, I looked at this can for 10 minutes.
No, pass it here. I want a chance.
So it...
is it on a little yellow floaty?
I'm telling you, I could not find it on there anywhere. So we may be drinking something as low as 4-point-something.
It probably doesn't even have an alcohol content.
And we may be drinking something that it's going to knock us off our stools. I'm standing. If I start wobbling, we'll know it's on the higher end.
Well, you had two already, so we'll see what happens to you.
Right.
Yeah. So
I bet it's a near beer.
On the Ginn scale, what are we going to give it?
All right.
Is that a thumbs up?
It's okay.
It's one, two. I'm going to give it a thumbs up. Jack, 4 thumbs up. No, that's an undecided. What?
Tastes all like right. A beer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jack, that's the kind of thing that'll get you right back on the bench.
Awesome. Watch yourself.
Watch yourself. Yeah. All right, let's go to movies and entertainment. Did anybody see any movies this week?
Nope.
Nothing. I did not either. Last week we talked about how Mom and I went to go see, and you too.
Yeah, we were there. Went to go the rudest see, people on earth.
Right. What was the name of the movie? Now I can't even remember the name of the movie.
The Infiltrator.
Infiltrator. I thought the movie was very good.
With Bryan Cranston.
Right. I thought the movie was good. Like I said last week, because of the rudeness of the people in the theater.
But holery.
I'm going to have to see it again. let's see. I told you before the show about MTV.
Yeah.
Okay. When I was a kid, MTV started, and it was the most amazing thing in the world because at that point, all they did is play music videos. They didn't have all of the cartoons. They didn't have the real world. They didn't have any of that crap. It was just nothing but music and music news.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And it was like that really for the first couple of years. Then they started getting fancy and adding all these shows. Like in the 90s, they started having shows like Beavis and Butthead, Daria, Real World, Cribs, and then a few other of the staples that they had back then. Well, they're bringing them all back. And supposedly, all of this started on August 1st. So if you go to MTV now, you're going to see a little bit something different than what you may be used to up until the 1st of August.
Well, and thank God, because MTV has just gotten just laughably bad.
I like Beavis and Butthead. Daria, I have no idea what that is. Real World, I've seen that. I could care less about that. Yeah, Cribs, I always thought was cool.
Yeah, Cribs was neat.
Cribs was cool just because you got to see how the rich people live. Rich people have really good stuff. And they live in really nice cribs. Yes. Anyway, like I said, that was all supposed to happen on August 1st. And I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. One of the other things that they said was they were going to also bring back like storytellers. And that's kind of like behind the music kind of thing. So it's like a lot of times they do those acoustic.
Yep.
And they'll break down, you know, what was the influence of the song, what it meant, who it was about,
right,
that kind of thing. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I love those.
Mm-hmm. As far as movies, I kind of jumped ahead there and went to the MTV thing. But going back to movies, this Suicide Squad, it started, I guess, earlier this week. Some people have seen it.
I think it started today.
No, because I heard a couple of people on the radio, unless they got like a preview.
Yeah.
Some sort of an early you know, early viewing. Preview. But it might actually start to the regular public tonight. It has not gotten very good reviews, but I heard today that they're saying even though it's not getting good reviews, it will probably be a summer blockbuster.
Well,
it's probably going to make a lot of money.
They've been hyping it up for a long time.
Well, for at least a year.
Oh, yeah.
They've been talking about it. I mean, I've seen commercials 6-8 months ago, you know. And I thought it was a TV show coming out. That's how long ago it was, you know, being put out there. But, I guess it's out. And it's all part of, is it Marvel?
No, it's DC.
DC Comics.
Yeah.
So as far as Marvel versus DC, this is one of the conversations I heard, is that, you know, DC keeps trying to compete with Marvel, and some people don't think that that will ever happen.
It's really too late. They waited way too long. Mm-hmm.
I think this movie, Suicide Squad, is kind of an interesting concept in that it basically takes a lot of the villains and makes them good guys, where they are
good
basically hired by the government to help track down other villains.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of interesting.
Yep.
And the one chick, Harley Quinn, she's pretty hot.
What is it? Margot Robbie or whatever?
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
She's really, really good looking. As you know, I tell you, one of the things that I thought was interesting is that the creators of this whole thing, they live here in town.
Yeah.
Yeah. The writers for it, the writer and one of the main artists, they live here. They're a married couple and they live here in Clearwater.
I did not know that.
Wow.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Very cool.
Yep. It says, Clearwater residents and Harley Quinn co-writers, Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Connor, attend the Suicide Squad premiere in New York on Monday. But, they live here in Tampa. So that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, not Tampa. I'm sorry. Clearwater. Just said that. Clearwater, dummy.
Get it right.
Yeah, get it right. Let's see. Got that. And let's see, Steve Persall from the Tampa Bay Times. He's the movie critic. He gave it a C+.
So. Yeah, but I mean, he doesn't seem to like this kind of movie.
Yeah, well, you know, you have something to say about Steve Persall every time I bring him up.
Ty is not a fan.
He's not a big fan of Steve Persall.
Maybe I should be the movie critic.
Better call Persall. Yeah. Hey, what about Comic-Con?
Let's go.
Yeah, I want to go.
I said earlier before the show that, I mean, if you guys want to go, I'll pay for your tickets. I just want somebody to go.
It's really
and
expensive,
check it out.
Though.
Is it?
It's not cheap.
Okay, so only one of you can go.
Okay. I'll take it upon myself.
But they have all kinds of really cool... How are you going to get there?
I'll take the bus.
They have, all kinds of really cool stuff that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Swag.
Okay.
T-shirts
Swagger.
And whatever.
Yeah.
Stuff.
People in costumes.
Action
people in costumes. It's being held over in Tampa.
Yep.
I think it would be pretty cool. Now, some of the people that are going, and I'd almost like to go just for this one reason. because you know, every time they have one of these Comic-Con things, they have people from different shows and movies and things like that. They have what's the guy that played in Lord of the Rings? What's his
Which
name?
One?
Sean Astin. Sean Astin.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What?
He's going to be there. He's going to be like one of the main people, you know, speaking to the crowd and stuff like that. Also, Sam. Who's going to be there is Jack Gleason. Do you have any idea who Jack Gleason
Jackie
is?
Jackie Gleason?
No, no.
Not
Jack
that one.
Gleason.
Is that, who is that?
He's Joffrey.
Oh, Buttnuts.
Yeah. What's his name? On Game of Thrones. Joffrey Baratheon.
Joffrey Buttnuts.
I'd go just to kick him in the nuts.
He's going to have to cosplay so that people don't attack him.
I hate that guy.
He's actually a really nice guy.
How do you know that? I don't think that's even possible. I don't think it's possible for this little turd to be a nice person ever. I would always be suspect of this guy. Even though he's an actor, you can't tell me that he's not like that in real life. I think that's how he got the role.
You got to watch the special features, man.
This jerk is perfect for the role. They probably saw him out by the soda machine giving somebody a bunch of crap. They're like, "You're Joffrey.
That's the one."
I can't stand that guy. I mean, watching Game of Thrones, that I absolutely love. I mean, every show I'm like, I'd kill that little bastard.
Just kill that little bastard. Smash his little face.
I did not like me some Joffrey.
Beat you with a crossbow.
I think it would be cool though if you guys went to that.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool if we went to that.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see what the tickets were. I didn't read that in
here.
No,
they're not cheap.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me just peruse this very quick. I don't see it.
Yeah, I know a few people that are going, and I don't know. They seemed excited.
Oh, isn't this? It says here, getting in admission is $30 to $40.
Yeah, but then like,
for a single day, $60 for 3 days. So that's your bargain right there. If you pay $60, you get in for 3 days.
Right, but then parking and you know food there.
If you're 12 and younger, you can get in for free.
Hey.
It's being held at the Tampa Convention Center, which is located at 333 South Franklin Street in Tampa. Doors open today. That was today at noon. And then 8 a.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. on Sunday. So, I don't know. There's still time to go if you want to go. I mean, it's kind of cool. Have you heard about this this beach deal that they're having at the Amalie Arena?
No.
What?
Where they're filling the arena with all of these white plastic balls, like 12.5 million balls or something like that. Or maybe it's 1.5 million balls. And here's a kind
That's
of a picture.
That's a lot of balls.
They're calling it the beach. Supposedly, these balls are antimicrobial, so apparently they don't, you know, make you sick. I mean, because like if you go to Chuck E. Cheese,
oh yeah,
I'd never put my kid in those balls or get in those balls. You know, God only knows what you're gonna catch in there.
You're not trying to get in any balls.
Mm-hmm. But there are so many balls at this thing that apparently you can sort of like float around like you're at the beach. I don't know. It's free.
Sounds like somebody's going to get lost or trampled in all these balls.
Let me see that because I let's see. It says...
Because that lady looks like she's balls deep.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. It says it starts today at Amalie Arena. And that rather than the sea of balls...
I'm going to go see some balls.
It says that the Beach Tampa is an ocean of 1.2 million antimicrobial plastic balls in an all-white architectural installation created by New York design firm Snarkature.
Snarkature.
And brought to Amalie Arena by the private Vinnick Family Foundation.
So what about all these balls is supposed to be the beach?
I guess
they sandy balls?
No, it's like I guess the balls are supposed to represent water. And I don't know. Yeah.
Well, then why white balls? Why not?
I don't know.
Blue balls, Ty?
Yeah. Exactly.
Literally, though. Yeah. Water, blue.
I don't know. It seems kind of weird to me. But I think it would be interesting. It'd be something that if one of you kids went, it's free. I'll pay for that one.
Well, you don't have to pay any money to get covered in balls.
Right.
It's almost as good as Up Dog.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Dog?
Yeah.
Not much, Dog. What's up with you?
Any Tony Bennett fans here?
Yes. Hannah, Die Hard.
Hannah, who? You went through your crooner phase. Yeah. I know that you were big into Frank Sinatra. Did you ever get to Tony Bennett?
A little bit.
I actually think of the two, Tony Bennett is a better singer.
What?
Scoff.
No. Well, this week,
yeah, Tony, kick
pretty
the
comparable.
Head.
Tony Bennett turned 90 years old.
Whoa.
You remember seeing him at the jazz festival?
Yes.
With Lady Gaga? Was that?
No.
That was the year before. I'm sorry. Mom and I saw him. Mom and I saw him. And I actually have a little bit of their duet here. This song is called Body and Soul. Let's check it out real quick. Haunting.
Yeah.
This kind of music makes me want to eat spaghetti.
It's all black and white in here.
Why spaghetti?
I don't know.
I'm wearing a three-piece suit to the beach.
Yes.
For you, right. I sigh. For you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? But 90 years old, that's pretty impressive. Yeah. And he's still out there doing it.
Yeah.
That's what's all really impressive. You, I've seen him interviewed, soul. And he's really, he's sharp as a tack. Really sharp guy. Remember the movie Amy?
Yes.
Oh, no, this is him and Amy. Not Lady Gaga, him and Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Boy, what a loss. She was something else.
What if she's not dead? What if she became Lady Gaga?
No.
Think about it.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance.
Anyway, that's Body and Soul. That's Tony Bennett and Amy Winehouse, not Lady Gaga. I saw Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga in New Orleans.
Keep it together, man.
I know. I'm flipping out, man. Need Mom here to keep me together.
She holds this whole thing together.
She does. She's the glue. She's the coach. anyway, what else we got? Entertainment. Oh, Hannah Claire, you went to a rap show.
Yes, I did. I went to Currency.
Tell us about it.
Hip hop performance.
Great. Yeah,
Currency. That's the name of the artist.
Yes,
Currency.
That's what he goes by. Or Spitta.
Spitta.
Spitta. Apparently. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I was informed that.
Because he's spitting mad rhymes.
Spitting mad rhymes, yeah.
Nice.
It was in Ybor at the Orpheum.
It was in Ybor.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl passed out in front of me.
What was the crowd like?
It was a mixed bag. It was cool. You know? Cultural.
Nice and vague.
Choose your words carefully.
Very cultural.
The air in there, was it fresh air or was it...
No, it was
pungent.
It was a bit pungent.
With, a little green.
Yeah, a little green. Yeah.
Were you a minority?
no, actually not.
Really?
Not
surrounded
really,
by
no.
minorities.
No. No, not really. It, like I said, it was a mixed group.
Okay.
Yeah, there was pretty equal.
Well, I mean, was
everyone.
He the only performer or were there
No, there was a bunch
or?
Of other rapper dudes. That went on before him. I have no idea who they were, what they were saying, but...
Do you remember my advice to you before you left?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What was it? So she doesn't really
remember. Yeah, I don't.
I told her that if she heard any loud popping noises, to hit the deck immediately.
And get trampled.
And crawl to the exit.
Well, have you ever heard rap music? It happens frequently, so no, yeah. I'm kidding, but yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Had to walk through the pouring down rain because they wouldn't let me in with my little purse, backpack thing, which sucked, but.
Well, you do look like a white terrorist.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but the show was
all
good.
All kinds of craziness. Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean,
Currency.
Currency, yeah.
AKA Spitta.
It's currency, but with a dollar sign instead of like C U R E instead of a C, like near the end.
That's not how that's spelled.
Current dollar sign.
Shouldn't it be like a cent sign?
Oh, is Spitta his last name?
Currency Spitta. I don't know. Man, I don't know.
It's unusual.
It is. Look him up. It's actually pretty good. It's not like super hardcore currency.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. Speaking of bands and stuff, Ty, what's up with your band?
It's going.
Well, when are we going to see some shows? Anything?
Well, hopefully around Halloween is when we're shooting for. We're trying out a few new guys. You know, I'm playing the bass now.
Right. So you were sort of, do you consider that, because you were the singer.
Yeah.
And now you're the bass player. Do you consider that a demotion? Or
not really. It's, I mean, that's more like what I wanted to do. I don't know. I've been playing guitar forever. And then just to go up there and just sing, I felt naked.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I said before the show that maybe you should have like a dummy.
Yeah.
And do some ventriloquism where, you know, you could have the dummy do the singing. If you could work that out where you could do your, you know, cookie pussing without moving your lips.
Or, you know, just do magic tricks or something.
Yeah.
Do origami on the stage.
Yeah. What if you had that one dummy from Jeff Dunham, the old man?
Yeah.
Walter. That'd be cool. Walter. That'd be perfect. Right. That'd be good. I like that. Mm-hmm. So.
Should talk your music
the whole time.
Right. Let's see. Are we ready for a break?
Yes.
All right. Why don't we take a break?
I have to.
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. We'll be right back. Okay, I don't know what this guy is doing, but the song was taking a different direction there.
Uh-huh.
That was Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes. The music that we played so far tonight, we started off the show with I Know What I Am, and that was by Band of Skulls. And then we did Chick Habit by April March, and of course that was Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes. Let's see, we have had... over the last week, a couple of things happened that I can definitely say I would not ever be a part of. The first one that happened over the weekend on last Saturday, 16 people died in a ballooning accident.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, most balloons can only take like 8 people. So this was a super big...
Yeah.
Balloon that was able to take 16 people. this happened in Texas, and I guess what happened, I don't know if they were too heavy or what, but they hit power lines and fell to the ground and, you know, burst into flames, and they all died.
Yeah.
No, I can't think of a worse way to go. I mean, what's going through your mind? Because balloons don't go fast.
No.
So you can see the power lines coming.
Were they trying to flap?
No. I don't know. And my thing is, power lines aren't that high.
Right. No.
I think I might take my chances of jumping.
Right.
Yeah, you might be okay.
I mean, don't balloons, every time you see them, they have ropes hanging off the side?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I could see myself rappelling down.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Better than bursting into flames.
Look, you're probably going to get some, burns on your hands and stuff like that from the rope. But come on, man.
You'll be all right.
If I thought that the end of this ride was going to be electrocution and then burning to death.
No.
I'll pass.
Not buying that ticket.
I have not ever been interested in doing that.
No.
I've seen some fantastically beautiful pictures,
yeah, puzzles.
Of like skies full of balloons, and it's like wonderful, but to be actually in that basket,
I don't need to be in one.
I don't need that flame right over my head.
No, that.
Yeah.
And I would really like to be in, be able to control the thing.
Yeah. Right.
There's no steering,
and all the baskets are like made out of wicker or something.
Yeah, they're
very flammable.
Right.
Very flammable.
Nothing's fire retardant.
Right. I just, you know, it's like once you leave Mother Earth, do you really know where you're going?
No.
I mean, you just have to depend on the wind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no.
And how much fuel you have?
There's no rudder.
Right.
There's no steering wheel.
No.
How do they know?
They don't.
They don't.
They're just going.
Man, sounds scary to me.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, 16 people perished. What a terrible way to go. Just can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another cool thing that happened over the weekend. Now, this guy, this is something that cool. That was cool.
Yeah, cool.
But this guy, what's his name? This Luke Aikens became the first person to jump from a plane into a net on the ground without a parachute. This guy
without
went up
paralyzing
20,
it.
This guy went up 25,000 feet and jumped out of a plane. No parachute, no squirrel suit, and he landed in a net, 100 by 100 foot net.
Was he just a cube?
Yeah, why is the big question.
Slice through him?
Well, my thing is this something you can practice?
Yeah.
You know, how many chances do you get with
you
this
get one?
One.
You
know?
You, that is,
is it something that you're
one.
Sitting around with your buddies and go, you know what? I bet I could hit that fucking net.
I can do it.
You know? I'm going to get it this time.
I bet I could hit that thing. You know?
Yeah. Man.
Take me up. Take me up 25,000 feet.
We're going to find out today.
I'm going to kiss my wife goodbye and just hope for the best. I don't know, man. I can't see myself doing that.
Yeah,
no.
Well, so like, how does he feel after the jump?
Like, he feels great.
Well, I mean, what have you got to be thinking, like, as you're falling? Like, do you?
Yeah, right.
Okay, we gotta stay focused.
It said that he fell for more than 2 minutes.
Oh,
so you got 2 minutes to think about it, right?
Yeah,
and I guess like try forever. To aim yourself. You know, because you see those skydivers when they go out and they do those big formations,
mm-hmm.
they can sort of
fly
around and, you know, because they can, obviously can join those formations. So I guess you have some control of where you're going,
right? But I think, you know, the big load he dropped in his pants probably threw him off a bit.
Yeah,
it said that he fell for more than 2 minutes, and then right at the last possible second, he flipped over on his back and landed on his back right in the middle of this net.
Oh my God.
Just shattered into a million pieces.
Yeah.
I just can't even imagine.
What he didn't know is the net was just laying on the ground.
Right.
Well, my question is why? Why would you even? I mean,
what's the point? How
like
big was the net?
100 feet by 100 feet. So it was a big ass net.
Yeah.
That's still not very big.
Not from 25,000 feet up. You know. I don't know, man.
It would have been cooler if it was a trampoline. Shoot him back in.
Well, you can
try
imagine.
Again.
You can imagine it probably
definitely
did bounce his ass pretty good.
Do a flip.
Yeah, right.
I wonder how fast you fall.
I don't even want to
think
like about
I,
that.
Seems
That's
like
my
I saw that
fear.
Somewhere that you're going. I think it was like 70 some miles an hour.
Well, yeah,
like
if you do the math in 2 minutes from however 25, many.
Oh, look
25,
at you,
000
math,
feet. Oh, I'm not.
Should have just asked
gonna,
you from the beginning.
I'm not actually going to do the math, but I'm saying it's possible. That's how you would find out.
It's mathable.
It's mathable.
Right. I don't know. I just think it's pretty crazy. I mean, to even consider it. I mean, our friend Mike Giaconetta took me up to Zephyr Hills because he thought that if I went up there and watched those people jump out of planes all day, that I would get the bug and want to do it.
You.
And I was like, no. I just don't have that kind of luck.
Yeah, you know.
You know, my luck is you jump out, the chute doesn't open, or you didn't buckle the strap and it just falls off you.
Yeah, right.
And then you're just falling, you're just wailing all the way down.
Why did I do this?
Yeah. Trying to flap.
Yeah. Why haven't I passed out?
Yeah. This is really going to hurt.
Isn't that what they say sometimes? Oh, well, they probably died before they even hit the ground.
Yeah.
Or they were unconscious.
Yeah, they were
my luck,
out.
I'd be conscious the whole way.
Yeah. Screaming bloody
yeah.
murder.
Right. Or you'd hit somebody's swimming pool. He lived, God. But he has no bones.
The most terrible belly right. flop ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know it.
Land yeah. in the freeway.
Frightening.
Immediately
I just can't imagine why you would ever yeah. do that. I mean, this guy that did this Aikens guy, he's got like a ton of jumps under his belt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's been jumping like his whole life, but it's like.
No.
Maybe this was a cry for help.
Yeah, right.
Has he like not paid his taxes in years or something right. like that?
And he's got like, a lot of like. Credit card debt, student loans.
I'm just going to roll. I'm going to roll the dice here. It's yeah. like, if I make it, I'll pay the IRS. If I don't, screw them.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Catch me if you can.
Catch me if you can, right.
See you in hell.
I'm invincible.
Exactly. I do have one other daredevil story that I want to tell you, but I think what we need to do is let's go ahead and take another break.
Okay.
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. We will be right back.
We'll be right back.